Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style, all for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
Welcome to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Key. If you're looking to manifest a life you don't need a vacation from, then you came to the right place. I quit my 9-to-5 job to stay home with my kids while building a thriving business. Now, as a best-selling author, app creator, and 3x podcaster, I am here to teach you how to do the same. If you want to join my inner tribe, head over to the Manifest It Now app. And now let's dive in to the podcast where I'm going to give you my best manifestation hacks and tips so that you can manifest a life full of abundance, freedom, and fulfillment. Hello, and welcome back to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Keith. So I thought it would be fun, since it's the end of the year, to do a 2023 year in review and just kind of go over the whole year. And I don't know about you guys, but this year has flown by, and I feel like it's been that way for a while now. Like, since 2020, I feel like time just works differently. I don't know if you guys are experiencing that, but it seems like not even a month ago, it was like halfway through the year, we were getting into the summer, and to think that it's Christmas time and 2024 is almost here is just wild. And it's kind of exciting though, because when I go back and I think about where I was a year ago and like all the different things that I did in 2024, it's pretty cool to see, you know, such a drastic change and like so many different things that came about. And so it's really exciting to think about the next year and like what's to come, and who knows like what is going to show up as an opportunity for me that I'm completely unaware of right now, but that is going to help me, you know, get to that next level. So in 2023, the Manifest Now app reached 10,000 members, which is mind-boggling. Like, that is mind-boggling. I finally dialed in on like scaling and using ads. I was so opposed to ads for so long, and I think it's because I didn't know what I was doing. But now that I figured it out, and I figured out like how to run them on Pinterest, how to run them on Facebook and Instagram in a way where they're cheap and effective and they work, it's insane to just see these numbers like skyrocket. And I'm obsessed now. And so, yeah, the app is like definitely taking off. My book surpassed my goal of 50,000 copies. It hit that within the first 6 months of coming out. But like, I think this year, I'm like, it's like 6 months delayed when I get the report, but I think we're going to hit 100,000 copies. I really do. And there's now four versions of the book. Like, this is insane. Barnes & Noble has its own version, Five Below. They're making another one. Like, I'm just, it's so mind-boggling going and seeing it in Earthbound and talking to the owner, and like, it just, it feels surreal. And that's been a really cool thing that I've got to experience this year. We did the Millionaires Mastermind and program this year, which was, oh my God, it was like life-changing. We had the best group of girls. We still stay in touch. It was so high vibe. It was such a good way to start off the year. And I don't know if we're going to continue it or not. But we'll see. We'll see with that one. But it was incredible. In terms of masterminds and coaching, a big realization that I had over the past few months is that, you know, I'm so like, my whole mantra is manifesting a life you don't need a vacation from and having like that ultimate freedom, you know, where I make my own schedule and I get to really be involved with my kids and enjoying life now. And, you know, when you're in coaching and masterminds, I get very like emotionally tied into it, you know, and it's a lot of pressure because you want everyone to have a good experience and do really well. So it is time consuming. And that's something that I might not do in 2024, even though I love it and I might not be done forever with it. I really want to focus in on like some of the other things. So I launched Digital CEO and I didn't know how it would go because it's so different from manifestation and everything that I've done up until this point. It's like getting into tech, teaching people how to create an app, how to create passive income. And it has been a game changer, a game changer. I have watched women go from being completely like unaware that they could even have an app, not knowing what they would do with an app, to launching it in the Apple store and, you know, seeing it completely change the game for them. And it's been like really, just really cool for me to be able to see that, like see the finished product. And I was looking through, I had that manifestation jar and I was looking through and like one of the things I put in there was I was like 4 people signed up for Digital CEO. And I was so excited because I wasn't sure, like I didn't know if anyone would sign up because it's so different from everything else I've done. And now we've had 40 people go through it, like 40 people who now are like app creators. I mean, it's just, it blows my mind and it's been so successful that I really want to spend time expanding that program, turning Digital CEO into like Digital CEO Academy. And I've already started, like I've added in a whole course on ads and I've got like so many other things planned for 2024. So if you are already in Digital CEO, like good for you. You got in when the price was like amazing and you're going to get all this stuff that's coming out. So I really want to expand that and like dive into that. Let's see. I started with AI. Like I looked it up and it feels like I've been using ChatGPT and like all these AI programs forever, but that all came in 2023. Like I didn't start using that stuff until like the spring of 2023. And it's insane. It's like completely changed the game when it comes to business. Like, oh my gosh. So like that's crazy. My oldest graduated 8th grade and she's now in high school. So it was a big year. Like there were a lot of things happening in like all areas of life. And I wanted to go over some key takeaways, like 2 of the really big lessons that I feel like these lessons were given to me all throughout 2023 and kept coming until I like paid attention and learned the lesson. You know, I kept getting the same things. So the first one is that I am enough. I am enough by myself. I am enough. I don't need anything else. I don't need permission. I don't need anyone to tell me like what to do. I can do this. And that was a really big lesson this year. So I started out the year spending a boatload of money on a coach who, you know, is very successful. And there were some good things that came from it. Like I was able to connect with some people that I have like idolized on TikTok that were also in that program and kind of get an idea for like how they run their business and everything. And one of the girls that I connected with, you know, we were talking about it and we were like, you know what? If anything, this has taught us that we don't need this. We don't need someone else to tell us like how to run our business or that it's okay to set a big money goal. Like we realized through the whole process that we already have everything it takes. and we can do this, and we don't really need to rely on anyone else to make it happen. And so it was like really shedding a lot of the fears that I had, a lot of the insecurities that I had around, like, can I do this? Can I have a high ticket program? Can I have a high ticket mastermind? Can I, you know, get a certain income level on my own? And really like developing that confidence and knowing that, yes, I can. And like, yes, you can too. And we already have what we need and we already have enough. And it was like such a crystal clear message that came through so many times of just knowing that, like, you don't need to rely on other people. You don't need anyone else to tell you or give you permission to do something. And we're all worthy of like doing what we want, and we're all worthy of abundance, and we're all worthy of increasing our income and doing things outside of our comfort zone. And yeah, it's great to have a support network, but it's different than like relying on that network. You know what I mean? Like, it's great to have support and to have, you know, people that you can brainstorm with and talk to things about, but you don't have to have them. Like, you have everything you need right now to achieve all of your goals. It is all within you. And that is something like I definitely am walking away from 2023 knowing. The other thing is slowing down and dialing in. So I feel like forever I've just been like always rushing and always like looking ahead, very future paced, which is good. I mean, that's a lot of people who are successful and, you know, go after their goals are that way. But I don't want that to be at the expense of like my family and like living in the present moment. And so I really started to think, instead of like listening to what all these marketing experts say or like watching what other people are doing and thinking that I have to do the same exact thing, which is like constantly launching new products and constantly being on social media and like doing all of these things, I really took a step back and I was like, are any of these things really moving the needle in my business? And do they light me up? And if the answer is no, then why the hell am I doing them? And so I realized, like, you know what? It's better to just slow down, dial in, tune into what feels good, and look at what's working well. Look at what is working well already and go all in on that instead of trying to like do everything. And for me, that's less social media. That's more like sending emails, more doing podcasts. I like doing those things. Those things convert. They work. It's things like diving into digital CEO, expanding it, adding to it because it's working, rather than coming out with like 85 different courses. Take the one I already have and make it the best damn course that's ever been. Like, that is really where I want to go. And it really means slowing down, being intentional, doing less, but with more intentionality and more focus, and saving my energy for things like that instead of social media, because that really doesn't do anything for my business. Scaling, like, I have learned so much about scaling with ads and that you really don't need social media. You really don't need, like, so much of what we're told is just not true. We spend so much time and energy hoping that we're going to go viral when we could just do an ad and get like better results. So that's what I'm teaching in digital CEO. And like, that's kind of the direction I'm headed. Another big takeaway that was a game changer for me was looking at like tying my work, my life, my relationships to my cycle or like the moon cycles and just seeing how one affects the other. So for example, I'm very much like, I'm super sensitive to the full moon. I always get emotional. Things always seem like worse than they are on a full moon. So now I kind of realize like, hey, if I'm getting pissed off, like don't go start a fight on the full moon. Don't start arguing. Just know like I'm going to feel better the next day or the day after. There's certain times where I feel more outgoing. So I've learned like, okay, that's when I'm going to do video and I'm going to do the things in my business that can sometimes feel really hard. I'll do it on those days that I'm feeling really outgoing. And then I'll wait for all the editing and all the uploading and all the behind the scenes stuff. I'll wait until I'm in that more sluggish phase where I just want to like sit in bed with my laptop, and then I'll go and do like the, you know, the editing and those kinds of things. So that was a game changer for me. And I really suggest, if you haven't already connected the dots there, go listen to episode 216, because I talk about it. I go through each cycle and I talk about how you can plan your work and your life according to the cycles. So everything feels easier, it feels lighter, it flows better, rather than forcing everything, rather than forcing yourself to show up on social media or do a video when you're not feeling it. Prioritize those things around the time of the month that you're feeling more outgoing. Do the creative stuff when you're feeling more creative. And so episode 216 will explain in detail if you're interested, but it has been a game changer in my relationships and in my work. Products that I have found this year that I'm absolutely obsessed with. So you guys already know Magic Mind. I'm obsessed with it. They are our official show sponsor now because I talk about them all the time anyways. But this is something like I have tried for a few years now to get adaptogens and nootropics through like different mushroom coffees and different types of drinks and elixirs. And I couldn't stomach them. And, it was really something that I wanted to do because I know all the benefits. I wanted the improved energy and focus. I wanted to have better sleep, but also during the day, like just perform better and not feel so sluggish and not have all that brain fog. But I couldn't find anything I liked. And I tried Magic Mind because, hello, the name Magic Mind, like on the box, it says get into a state of creative flow. So I'm like, I will try this. I'm obsessed with getting into creative flow, tapping into my intuition, and it works. It absolutely works. It gives me energy. I get into that state of creativity, and it's like a must now. Before I record a podcast, before I sit down to work, I take the shot, and oh my gosh, like it has been a game changer in the way I feel, in the way I show up in my business. And they're now a sponsor. So like it's a win-win all the way around. Since they are a sponsor, if you go to my link, I'll put it in the show notes, but it's just magicmind.com/LOAT. And you use my code, which is LOAT20. You can get up to 50% off. So they have boxes of them if you want to take it on a regular basis. And you can get a huge discount with the code LOAT20. So I'll link that in the show notes. Or if you want to just try it out, go to Sprouts Market and they sell the little individual bottles and you can try it. Been a game changer. It's completely like changed my morning routine. And I will do an updated morning and evening routine episode because I feel like you guys are always asking for that and mine is always evolving. So that's coming. So just hang on for that. The other thing, so there's going to be like a theme here. I've gotten really into like health and biohacking this year. But the other thing is I found this guy, his name is Gary Brecka, and he has a podcast called The Ultimate Human. This has been a game changer in my life. It has changed a lot for me because I found out. So I've always known I have what's called the MTHFR mutation, which basically means that your body cannot break down and process folic acid the way that like normal people can. And apparently he says that like 40% of the population have this and don't even know it. And you find out it's like a basic genetic test. You take it once in your life and then you've got the data. But anyhow, I've always known that, but I had no idea that when you have that, you're supposed to take a methylated multivitamin because if it's methylated, it's already gone through the methylation process that your body is unable to perform. So like all these supplements and vitamins and stuff that I was taking before that with like folic acid in it, my body could not process that. And so I started listening to this guy and he's like, I see people's lives change from taking this vitamin. And so I've added that to my daily regimen and it's changed the game. It's like I feel better. And I can find the brand I use. He doesn't give like a specific brand, I don't think, but it's just looking for a methylated vitamin instead of the regular. And this is for people with the MTHFR. So like if you're into the biohacking stuff and you have the genetic test, I would recommend looking into that. And again, like this guy, Gary Brecka, this is just one of the many things I've learned this year from him. And I'm really getting into it. So there will probably be more episodes in the future of like little biohacking tips. Another thing, I guess this is kind of like a biohacking tip, but I found out like all the benefits of castor oil and how, so this will penetrate like super, super deep and break up impurities in your body. So a lot of times if people have had like any type of issue with their kidney stones or gallbladder stuff, they'll actually like rub it on their skin above the area and it can penetrate really deep. So I've been doing that nightly. Like I do this nightly lymphatic facial, and I literally learned how to do this on TikTok. Like it's crazy. Like I don't know if you guys are on that side of TikTok, but there's a whole bunch of people that do it and show you how to like open up the different centers in your body and then do this like lymphatic facial. And I use castor oil, and it's supposed to really like clear out the lymphatic system because sometimes it can be clogged. And also my skin, oh my gosh, like it's never looked better. It helps with pores. It helps with breaking out. It helps with wrinkles. Like this stuff, it's so cheap and it's like all natural. And I'm telling you, it works way better than any of the expensive products out there. So I've really tried to like simplify my products, and I'm seeing a lot of results from it. Reiki candles. So shout out to my friend Simone. She got me into these like Reiki candles for like money and abundance. And I'm telling you, they work. The money one I light every morning. And literally ever since I've done that, I get like unexpected money that day. And if I don't light it, I don't. Like it's the craziest thing. I know it sounds a little bit out there, but I'm telling you, like I use them. I believe in them. And I'm hooked. So I get like the one for money, the one for abundance. They're green, and you could probably just order them online. ChatGPT, again, like I use this for like everything, whether it's podcast notes, emails, outlining like ideas that I have, brainstorming. Like you can literally, it'll do anything for you. And it's just so crazy to me that like it wasn't even a thing a year ago, and like it's such a big part of life now, and it's just going to get more and more that way. That's been a game changer. And then repurpose.io, I teach this to my digital CEO students, but this is another AI tool where you can make like one video and it will push it out everywhere, like everywhere, all social media, YouTube, like anywhere you want it to go. So you literally only have to post it once. And that has helped me with my whole goal of like cutting back on social media so much. So those are like just some of the things I found this year that have been a really big, you know, game changer in my life. Okay, so what's coming next? So I'm really getting into like sound healing right now and frequency. Like I've always been into that, but I feel like I'm just going like on a deeper level with it. I just launched the beta version of my new manifestation course called Elevate. This course, we get into like all the frequencies, the Solveggio frequencies, and how this pretty much like affects your reality. And we get into the science behind it. And I'm just super fascinated by this stuff now. So I think I'm going to go like even deeper with that. That's been a hit. Like, oh my gosh, so many people signed up for that course. Like I definitely need to do more with that because a lot of you guys are interested, and it is fascinating learning all this sound healing stuff. So I'm definitely going to have more coming with that. Digital CEO, like I said, I really want to just turn it into like Digital CEO Academy, and it's got like everything you need for your business, like everything I've used to grow and scale. And I feel like every day I'm learning more, and especially when it comes to AI, like there's so much that makes it like just so easy and frees up so much time as a business owner. So that's really what I'm diving into and trying to teach all my students. And maybe even adding a podcast course. Like you guys have asked for this a lot. And I will probably do something like that inside Digital CEO Academy in 2024. I think that's really where where I'm headed for next year. So yeah, that's kind of like a wrap up of the year. Again, like I feel like I blinked and half the year went by, and I'm sure the same will happen with 2024. If you guys haven't yet done your goal setting and your vision board, go listen to the last episode. And then if you download the Manifest It Now app, the very first section is called Brand New You. And it's my vision board workshop and like a whole kit of stuff. I've got a subliminal around gaining clarity. I have a workbook with 30 journal prompts. I have a tutorial on how I do my digital boards, along with templates and printables, like all of it. And it's all free. It's in the Manifest It Now app. So if you haven't done that yet, it is a game changer. Just download the app and you'll see it, and go listen to last week's episode for all the details on that. All right. I hope everyone has a great break if you're off from work, and good holidays. I'm not even sure when this episode's going to be published, but I will see you in the new year. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you guys want more in between these podcast episodes, you can subscribe to my Apple Podcast, Manifested It. You can find that in Apple Podcasts, and it has all of my bonus interviews, guided visualizations, subliminals, meditations, all that good stuff. Or you can download the Manifest It Now app, where I put everything, all of my interviews, tools, everything I've used to manifest a life I don't need a vacation from. You can find that wherever you get your apps, in Google Play or the Apple App Store. And you can join the Inner Tribe Manifesting Community, which is inside the app as well, if you want to up level with a group of women who are there to support you, cheer you on, give you guidance, and up level your vibe. And if you love this episode, the best thing you can do to support the podcast is share it. Share it with a friend, share it on your Instagram. Make sure to tag me at Law of Attraction Tribe so I can share it back on my story as well. I love connecting with you guys and putting a face to all the listeners out there. So come connect with me over on Instagram and let's start a conversation. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.